So here we are this morning, worshiping an hour early. We've got crock pots downstairs warming for lunch later on. Service projects are about to begin. There's these envelopes and estimates of giving in the pews. And some of us may have some confusion or disorientation about what all is happening this morning. Some of us got letters in the mail explaining Consecration Sunday. Some of us got phone calls reminding us of what was going on this morning, but still it's a fair question to ask for those who are new around here and those who have been here for a long time. It's a fair question to ask, what is this Consecration Sunday all about? Is it about indulging the wild fantasies of the stewardship ministry? Maybe in part. Is it about doing something new for the sake of doing something new? Is it really just about money, with a couple of extra things added on to soften the money message? What is Consecration Sunday all about? Well, let me speak plainly this morning and briefly. Consecration Sunday is intended to be about this. It is intended to be about responding to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ with all we've got. It's about responding to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ with all we've got. So let me break it down. It's about responding in practical and concrete ways with the actions of our lives. Consecration Sunday isn't just about believing. It's not just about feeling something. It's about doing something. It is about action. But what are we responding to? Are we responding to the Red Sox winning the World Series, perhaps? Or maybe to the New England Patriots having a winning record halfway through the season? It's exciting. Maybe we might be responding to that, but I don't think we are. I think we're responding to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the one who came and healed and taught and fed and died and saved us all. And so it's good in Consecration Sunday to focus on what God has been doing and is doing for us in Jesus. So Consecration Sunday is about responding. It is about responding to Jesus in particular. But is it about responding with some of what we got, a little of what we have? No, I think it's about responding with all we've got. Church people sometimes use the shorthand for this all we've got thing as time, talent, and treasures. We often use that during stewardship campaigns as a way of talking about giving all the major areas of our lives as followers of Jesus. The time that's so valuable, our financial resources, and also the talents, the things that we're good at, giving those in service. So Consecration Sunday today is about practicing giving all we've got. So what that looks like this morning is we will first practice this and respond to Jesus in worship, just like this. And then at the end of the service, all of us will have an opportunity to respond by giving generously of our money as an act of worship. We'll then move into the fellowship hall, and we will respond to Jesus through various service projects. And we try to design a variety of those to have folks of all ages and all abilities be able to participate. So we'll be packing dry soup and doing outreach bags and cooking and knitting and folding paper and making cards and some other things as well. And then when we're done with the service project, we will then move back together, gather together again for a time of fellowship where we will respond to Jesus by breaking bread together in his name. And so putting all of that together, Consecration Sunday is about responding to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ with all we've got. And it's in this way that we continue this story that was started so long ago in John chapter 20. When the disciples were afraid and after Jesus' death and they locked themselves into a room, into a box. And so Jesus came to them and he passed the peace with them, and then he breathed his Holy Spirit into them and said, leave the box. Get out there and be my church. And so this morning, we're doing that We're being the church out of the box that Jesus called us to be. So what a gift, what a blessing, what a privilege this Consecration Sunday is to respond to Jesus with all we've got. Amen.